This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can we all say that together with authority?
Oomph. The oomph of August is upon us. All right, Jennifer, go ahead. The oomph of August. The oomph of August is upon us. All right, go ahead there, chuckler.
The oomph of August.
Oomph of August. What enthusiasm. It's usually the hottest month of the year in most areas. So temperature in Los Angeles today, Jennifer, is or will be?
Supposed to be very, very hot again. I think like 104 or 6, something like that.
On your side of the hill or on the other side? Both sides of the hill?
I think on my side of the hill.
Yeah, on your side of the hill. All right. So temperature in New York today, Victoria, will be?
I don't know. I'm looking it up. Looks like 89.
Will be. 87 here in Boston. What about where you are in Washington, Kara? What are we looking forward to today there?
Yeah, 89 here too, which is actually cooler than what we had last week.
All right. So that's how this hour gets started. A look at the weather in the general, plain and simple. Let's get to people in the news. I suppose the obvious place to start is with Scaramouche. How many different nicknames did he have? Mooch in, mooch out. So the memorable lines, I love the news media, the 13 funniest tweets about Anthony Scaramucci. I didn't find him to be anything other than, I don't have a word for him, I guess. Maybe we ought to ask around the table here, the virtual table, what the best word would be for somebody who's a friend of mine sent me a tweet and said, hey, how about Trump? It's hard for me to pay attention nor really to care about all of this stuff other than the drama that it creates. It doesn't do anything one way or another for the actual running of the country. But apparently this guy was pretty crude and it didn't work. So is there anything else? Do people want to take a shot at Trump and his judgment, Jennifer? Or are they just as soon? But what I'm curious about is who comes in to fill the void more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some candidates that he's looking at to fill the void for communications director. I don't know. To me, this was interesting to be in Washington, D.C. at the White House and see Scaramucci.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably a lot of factors at play. I mean, first of all, he made the crude phone call to that reporter. He thought he was off the record, which shows that he was not necessarily an insider. If you're going to be communications director, I think it's probably safe to assume that you're almost always on the record when you're talking to the news media. He also was a personality that John Kelly didn't really want to have reporting directly to the president. I think it bothered him that he was not given direct access to the president. Instead, he was going to have to go through the new chief of staff. And a lot of people claim that this was Trump's way of maybe getting Reince Priebus out and getting a fresh start for himself with John Kelly, because apparently the offer was made to John Kelly back in May to take over as Trump's chief of staff. And I think, you know, Reince Priebus was never Trump's guy.
No.
He was the head of the RNC.
Another Pence guy.
Yeah, Trump used to call him Switzerland because he was neutral, obviously, which is what he was supposed to do. But I don't know that Trump ever looked at Reince Priebus as a peer because he was a little bit younger and he wasn't really on that Trump team. And I think once Obamacare started failing and he couldn't deliver on the legislative properties that he was supposed to deliver on because he had these relationships with Republicans, I think Trump thought, why do I have this guy around? Mm-hmm. And so maybe this was the catalyst for him to get Reince Priebus out and a fresh start for himself with John Kelly.
Right. All right. So there you go. That's Jennifer's point of view.
I'm going to miss Scaramucci, by the way. I fully enjoyed him.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Victoria? Thoughts?
He wasn't around long enough for me to know him, so I don't have any opinions on him.
To not know him is not to love him.
I guess.
Kara, what's the buzz in Washington, not that we don't all have access to Washington newspapers or the Washington press, anything there that sounds or smells like anything other than what this is. Bad pick, bad judgment.
Yeah, I mean, besides, honestly, the only thing I paid attention to was memes on Twitter. I don't have anything to say about it other than the memes about it were funny, which is kind of sad in actual real life.
Yeah, under the circumstances. Okay, so it'll be interesting to see. There's just a lot of old white guys in the White House. I don't see much diversity, a couple of women, but I don't see a lot of diversity. Not that that necessarily always
I don't think that's true. I actually think he's got a lot of women in his cabinet. I interviewed a few of them, and now the head of the Department of Homeland Security is now run by a woman because John Kelly's his chief of staff. So,
who's I don't know. Are there any other black around besides Ben Carson?
Omarosa. Omarosa was there yesterday at the White House.
God.
You know, look, what?
Omarosa, for those of you who don't remember, was one of the candidates on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, she works for Trump.
Yeah, she works for Trump. Anyway, go ahead. What did you say, Jennifer?
Oh, I mean, in his cabinet, he's got Ben Carson. But, I don't necessarily feel like when I was walking around the White House grounds, it felt actually pretty diverse. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't head counting people.
Yeah.
But in looking at the kind of the rank and file staffers, it seemed to be kind of spread out from the people I noticed.
Maybe what is happening with me is I have checked out more than anything else. The tumult that's at the White House, all this made up stuff. In some instances, it is made up. Some instances, it's real. It doesn't, in my mind, further the operation of the country. It just makes more of a circus out of this. And you can say, well, it's Trump's fault, blah, 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 blah. I don't know that, I don't see it that way either, frankly. So, anyway.
Here's what's funny. The circus goes on.
Yeah.
Yet the circus doesn't bother Trump. Trump just walks right through it, and he's still working.
Well,
so
I think it's his, over
style
here,
that we're not accustomed to. That's something.
Left hand says, look over here, this is what's going on. Right hand over there, this is what's getting done. So that may be part of it as well. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's all of this distraction over here, and okay, over there, we'll get this done. What upset me more than anything else was the passing of Sam Shepard, who was only 73. I did not realize. Did anybody know he had ALS?
I did not know that at all.
Not.
No.
Yeah.
Came from Kentucky, well known as an actor. Women loved him of all ages. They thought he was sexy. Very interesting character. Very interesting life. He was a director. He wrote a lot of movie scripts and plays, that sort of thing. He was a very interesting character. I just think 73 sort of hits at home. He was the author of 44 different plays, books, got a Pulitzer for a stage play that he wrote in 1979 called Buried Child, nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, playing Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff. He was all over the place, in westerns. He was in romantic movies. He made his acting debut opposite Richard Gere and Brooke Adams in The Days of Heaven, a movie that came out in the 70s. But he was in movies like Resurrection, Steel Magnolias, Baby Boom, Never Here, The Notebook. He had been married to Jessica Lange. Or did he ever marry her? I don't know.
No, I think they were just together for like 30 years.
She was the
mother.
I never
knew they were together.
Yeah, yeah. So he had a wife, I think, at one point, right? And then his first woman. And then he was with Jessica Lange until a few years ago. So,
can I make a shock? This is really horrible. But when I saw that he had passed away on Twitter yesterday, I immediately, his face kind of popped into my brain, and I actually thought he was Sam Elliott.
Oh, my God, I did, too.
Really?
Apparently, Sam Elliott and Sam Shepard blended together for me.
Yeah.
Really? Elliot's younger, but not by much, I think. But he has that same impact on women. There's no question about the fact that the women I know in my life, I think both of them are hot stuff. So there you go. Charlie Gard, another name in the news. Remember the story of this youngster, 11 months old, center of a legal battle. The parents say he passed away yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mother said in a statement, "Our beautiful boy is gone. We're so proud of you, Charlie." He was born with mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome, which is a disorder that left him unable to move or breathe on his own. So he became the center of this legal battle. His parents wanted to take him to our country for experimental treatment, but his doctors recommended he be taken off life support. His parents raised about $1.7 million to bring Charlie to the U.S. from England. Court sided with his doctors. His parents dropped their case, saying it was too late anyway. There are a lot of people who thought this was a sad reality. He would never have lived a normal life. This becomes the subject matter of great debate. Do you do everything you can to keep a human being alive, even in the face of information that pretty much is conclusive about his or her time here and what happens under the circumstances? It's sad, horrible, but there's, what do they call it in the animal kingdom? Not the survival, well, maybe it is the survival of the fittest, and I don't mean that to sound dispassionate, but there is, from what I understand, nothing you could do, nothing ever could be done to save this child. So, was this the right thing to do? From your point of view, Jennifer, right thing to do?
I don't know.
So sad.
No.
No, it wasn't the right thing to do. Keep him on machine, artificial, all for his life.
It's not putting him on a machine for his whole life. I'm a little ticked that the government wouldn't allow the parents to come to the United States and try to exhaust all their options.
Uh-huh. I have a feeling, though, because the doctor went to the U.K.
Yeah,
and I
remember the American doctor.
Yeah,
that I do.
And he originally gave them like a 10 to 25% chance or something. And they talked to him, and I have a feeling that after he met with the child, that he realized it was not as good of a chance.
They gave him a 10 to 51% chance. And
that was before he saw the baby.
And the Brits wouldn't let this baby go. I mean, this is to me what is so weird about this medical system in Britain, is that they get to decide who is going to live or die based on the machines, because they want to allocate resources.
Yep.
And they were fighting hard to remove this baby from those resources. And the person who was fighting it was kind of one of those, I don't want to call him like a right to die kind of guy, but he's one of those, you know, a euthanasia person. Basically, just pull them off the tube. And so, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to make it worse or pile on, but if I were those parents and if someone told me that there was a 1% chance that my child might be better, I would probably want to. I understand their inclination to fight and want to do what's
best. I think
this
is an unfortunate situation, though, because I personally, and maybe it's just me, think that, and I feel like most British people would agree, that the NHS is a much, much better healthcare system than what we have here and takes care of the people there a lot better than our healthcare system takes care of us. I guess it depends.
I don't know about that. A lot of people who get very sick come here for medical treatment. But, you know, I mean, I think when you don't get sick, their medical system is really nice. You know, you can get your yearly checkups and stuff.
Well, you get cradle-to-grave coverage. When Megan was a student over there, she even imagine that as an American, she was entitled to the British system. Pretty. I found that fascinating, frankly. 20 after the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with Sure Shot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with Sure Shot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people were in awe of Johnny Ramone. I think this is the song I remember him best for. A tribute material for Johnny Ramone's Crank This Up for a Sec, Jerry. This.
Have you never heard this?
Never heard this.
Really? Oh,
never
wow.
Never heard this before. No.
That's the thing about the Ramones. They were a punk band, but they had so much melody in punk that you could dance to this. I mean, people still do. This plays in bars all the time, you know, summer bars where we go, and people still get on the dance floor. Yeah, they love it.
Does your mother know you go to those bars, by the way?
My mother's dancing. My mother's the one on the floor. My parents are out there on the dance floor.
So Fred Armiston declared, let's give it up for Johnny Ramone, as they celebrated at the annual birthday party for the Ramones guitarist. I just said to Jennifer off the air, where's the Hollywood Forever Cemetery? And apparently it's near the Paramount lot. I'm trying to remember what's around there. Once you get away from the lot, pretty much all residential and commercial. So I'm trying to find this place. But you said, Jennifer, there are a lot of fun things, movies and stuff they show at this cemetery.
Yeah, they do a lot of different events, like food truck events, like all
really?
Kinds of stuff. Yeah,
at the cemetery.
Like, really, really strange.
So Billy Idol sang Ready, Steady, Go. And listen to, let's crank this up a little bit.
Like a ready, steady go. I won't want it. Fabulous. I said ready.
Now, see, you're going to think this is strange. I kind of like this.
I'm not in love with you.
I've always had a quiet liking of Billy Idol. Then there was after the Billy Idol performance, there was a video tribute to Chris Cornell, accompanied by the track I Can't Give You Anything. Again, sort of underscoring what Jennifer said about the things that go on at this place. Cornell had once been a VIP guest at this birthday event and is now buried beside the park statue of Johnny Ramone.
Huh. That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Yeah. I thought that Chris Cornell was buried in the cemetery where everyone else is buried.
Over at
Forever or something, right?
No.
The big one?
Yeah, no.
Forest Lawn.
Forest Lawn, right.
Yeah, no. All right, so anyway, they were in the mausoleum, an exhibitor of the Ramones artifacts from their early career, flyers and Johnny's belt and Tommy Ramone's pictures when he was a child, a comic book about the Ramones, some handwritten lyrics from songs. So, quite the tribute for Johnny Ramone in Hollywood. All right, let's move into it. How close would you put the Foo Fighters to the music of the Ramones?
Well, they were heavily influenced by the Ramones, so yeah. Age-wise, they don't have a crossover, but for sure, there's an influence.
How old is Dave Grohl?
40-something.
Yeah. He teased fans of the Foo Fighters, telling the BBC that the biggest pop star in the world features the upcoming Concrete and Gold, the group's upcoming... I'm not sure I follow.
It's a new album coming out this fall. Their newest album.
The Foo Fighters have done.
Yeah.
But well, who's being referred to as the biggest pop star in the world?
That's what they're doing. They're keeping it a secret. They teased it. Everyone's trying to guess.
Who's in the album?
It's on the new album, yeah. Everyone thinks it's Adele, but he said it's not Adele.
And it's not Taylor Swift either, apparently.
Right.
Surprisingly.
Huh. Right.
I'd say those are the two biggest stars in the world, maybe. Maybe not. 28 past the hour.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For those of you who have a healthy appetite for or an inquisitive mind, want to know kind of what's going on, this is the place to be. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here. Some of our favorite places in the country. Under scrutiny, I don't know about it. Well, let's find out what the latest is from Los Angeles when it comes to the Olympics. Jen, hooray or boo?
Well, how about this? It's a mixed bag. You know, I'm an optimist at heart, Dougie. So here's the thing. Initially, I go, ugh, I don't trust our city leadership to actually make the Olympics work because it's going to be a traffic nightmare. There's going to be many things in play. But I've been told, and I was a little too young to remember, back in 1984 when the Olympics came to Los Angeles the last time, apparently it was no problem. I mean, people were really nervous that it was going to be a traffic nightmare, but everything kind of worked out. They actually asked businesses to stagger their schedule. They gave them like little bonuses for tax credits for staggering their schedule during the Olympics, which caused a real reduction in traffic. It's something I think that they should do all the time, but you know, it's Los Angeles. Right. So, you know, maybe it won't be that bad. I have been joking, saying, you know, I'm going to be on vacation in 2028 because it just seems like something I don't want to have to deal with. But, you know, maybe it'll be fine.
It's 2028 and Paris gets it in 2024. Can you imagine we're thinking about
8 years from now, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's how they plan it, though. And really what kind of screwed up Los Angeles, because we were going for the 2024, is that our stadium that is going to house, there's a new stadium that's being built by Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams. Because of the rain this year, apparently they couldn't work because, you know, it rained 11 days and that was just too much to handle. And so the stadium is about a year off of of where it's supposed to be. So that's why they had to delay.
Now you fly over it as you come into LAX, it's just a big hole in the ground.
Yeah,
that's all
exactly.
It is. There's nothing being built. It's just a big hole.
That's actually how they're going to play. They're going to play something called pit football. They're just going to play a big gigantic.
So here's the question I've always had, and I don't know that I ever have gotten an answer that made any sense. I look at the International Olympic Committee sending money to the L.A. Organizing Committee. Where does the International Olympic Committee get its money? Who kicks in dough?
Probably sponsors, right? I mean, they get a ton of money in sponsorships.
So there's probably for every country, that I'm sure there's almost like a dues or something that every country that participates has to pay chip in. Yeah.
The country, the governments of the countries?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Really?
I would imagine that. And there's corporate sponsors and
right.
all kinds of stuff.
Corporate sponsors I get. Federal money or money from, no.
Well, who do you think makes up the Olympics?
I know. I mean, it's...
I mean, it's all the different countries that are in there.
So this is sort of a government-sponsored thing, then, in a sense.
Yeah, that's why only certain government... I mean, you'll see there's certain countries that don't participate in the Olympics.
Because they don't want to jump in. Okay. I don't know if I think that's a good idea or not. I can think of worse places where our money goes. But that's
it's speculation on my part. I'm sure, Victoria, but I would imagine that makes sense. I mean, if everybody belongs to this cooperative sort of.
Yeah. Right.
All right, there goes Lewis on his motorcycle off to work. It's 37 past the hour. Okay, let's travel to Baltimore, where officials are embarrassed yet again because the city has now thrown out 34 criminal cases that had to do with officers caught planting drugs. So if I read this correctly, there are three police officers whose credibility is in the can because of the planting drugs at crime scenes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The state attorney for Baltimore says more than 120 cases are under review because of this cam footage that came from a drug case. Remember that surfaced, what was it, a little bit... three weeks ago, right, in which Officer Richard Pinheiro hides a bag of capsules in a red can before planting it in a trash-filled yard. And there are a couple of other officers involved in the same thing who saw him do it. So if there's a case that relied solely on the testimony of any of those three, it'll be dismissed. So if you're lucky enough to have been a drug dealer and been guilty, then you're going to walk. That's basically what will happen. This just shows you another side to this corrupt system that allows these people to do this. And I don't know how you have a better system. I can criticize it, but I don't. I like when I take a shot or when I have a criticism to come up with a solution. I talk about training, hiring better people. There's got to be some psychological test. You know how all police, fire, airline pilots, there are many people whose job requires them to have a physical every year. And I look around some of the Framingham police guys, and I look at their waist, and I think, how in the hell do they pass this physical? Well, along with that, there ought to be a psychological exam. Every single officer should be required, every single police. I mean, and you can make an argument, as much as sometimes I throw cold water, pardon the pun, on fire departments here and there, but some of the stuff that they do get involved in is pretty sticky stuff. And so it seems to me that because of certain circumstances that present itself, I believe in the service, there ought to be these psych exams every year as well. And a way for people to exit the job with some sort of benefit if they are psychologically traumatized by what they do. And it ruins their ability to be fair and square on the job. Am I off base here, or am I on solid ground?
I agree with that.
Yep.
Psychological tests say you find guys like this. If there's a good shrink in the department, and all these departments should have a good shrink, I believe the public should pay. I don't know that I want the public to be paying for the Olympics, but I'll tell you something. I think the public should pay for a shrink evaluator in every police department, every fire department. When men and women are in service to our country, there ought to be a psych eval every single year, period. No questions. Nothing gets in the way of having it done. And then you eliminate some of this stuff. Because you can tell after some of these guys have been on the job for a while, whether they're going on the left side, right side, off the reservation, wherever they're going, somebody good in a thorough exam, it's hard to hide, you know, what you're really all about.
Well, and then you have to make sure there's no fear in making the suggestions. Because right. I'm sure the job gets to people who are initially really, really good officers or good personnel. And that's going to be the tough stuff.
The admission here is not that we do a lousy job. I think we do and we have in hiring and watching and mentoring. And maybe that's the right word. These police officers, you know, you can say what you will about those two movies about the, what was they called? Training Day, Denzel Washington, and I think Ethan Hawke, if I'm not mistaken, were the two that were in that. And that was pretty gritty stuff. But the idea, not what went on in that movie, but the idea of having these people really trained on the job, oftentimes that's the best way. You know, we talk a lot about education versus on the job training. On the job training is always much better than you know what you get from a book. Okay, so that's one side of Baltimore. Let's go to the sports desk and talk about Steve Biscotti, who's the owner of the Ravens. He apparently is considering other factors when deciding whether to add Colin Kaepernick. How do you like that, Jennifer? I did it right for the first time. So what is the... We all remember his famous kneel and all that theater drama, the foolishness during the national anthem, and people said a lot of things about him. He talked a lot about police brutality, racial injustice, the usual kinds of stuff that get people upset, not without cause. But the way he did it really annoyed a lot of people. And so trying to figure out whether he should still play or not, I guess, is the question. Jennifer, you want to handle it because you seem to be a big Kaepernicky fan.
There you go. Colin Kaepernick. I'm not a huge Colin Kaepernick fan. I think that he was pretty smart, though, in saving his fledgling career last year by deciding to pull that taking the knee nonsense, which saved him a whole season's worth of work. He actually got that paycheck still coming in. Right now, Baltimore Ravens president Dick Cass has confirmed that the team is interested in signing Colin Kaepernick because their starter, Joe Flacco, is expected to miss the start of the season. He's got a back injury. So there's a catch. It all depends on how the fans and the sponsors feel about it. So Dick Cass is doing a Donald Trump. He's floating the idea of hiring someone to see what the response is from the crowd. And apparently, Colin Kaepernick, it's thought, would help the Ravens. Every bit of evidence that exists suggests that there's a far more efficient. He's a far more efficient quarterback than their backup right now, who's Ryan Mallett. In fact, he's better in some areas than Joe Flacco at this point. Now, critics of Baltimore's policy of polling fans point out the hypocrisy of the team's history with controversial players. Don't forget, the Ravens did not consult fans and sponsors before signing Dante Stallworth in 2010 after he served time for manslaughter after killing a pedestrian while driving under the influence. They didn't take a public poll before building a statue for Ray Lewis, who pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice after being charged with two counts of murder. They didn't consult the women who buy season seats before deciding to keep Ray Rice on the team for 7 months after that video came out last year of him dragging his unconscious wife out of an elevator. So, why start polling the fans now? Those in favor of the Ravens taking on Kaepernick point out that statistically he has been better than Joe Flacco over the last two seasons, and he could actually help the team. So, I don't know. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, say what you will, has become a controversial character. He was one of the reasons that it was thought that the NFL's ratings were suffering. So, you know, they're polling to see what's going to happen, what the ultimate impact would be.
All right. So, Victoria, let's go to another place where ratings may be suffering. New Jersey, you're the Jersey girl here.
Yeah.
And even though you are, you're not a fan of Chris Christie's, but there is...
He's had a rough time at ballparks lately.
He was booed by the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
He caught a foul ball. Anyway, he was watching the Cubs take on the Brewers. What happened?
Well, he was walking by. He was walking back to his seat after going to pick up some nachos, and he needs more nachos, right? I mean, it's amazing. So he was being heckled by some people in the crowd. It wasn't just one person. There were other people booing him, yelling his name, things like that. His son apparently works for the Milwaukee Brewers in PR. So that's why he was there at the game. I don't think he has no loyalty to New York teams anyway. So I'm not surprised. But anyway, so as he was walking past one fan, a guy named Brad Joseph, the guy yelled at him and told him that he sucked. And, of course, Chris Christie couldn't let it go. He had turned around. He got right up in the guy's face. Of course, people filmed it, and it went viral.
All over the place.
And he basically just said, you know, oh, you're a big shot. And after he yelled at him, he took his nachos and he went back to his seat. And, of course, at that point, it was too late. It was already viral.
Yeah.
He can't do anything at ballparks.
And do anything at games. So, Jennifer, I don't know why I think you would be someone who would be interested in Ric Flair.
Yes.
I
love wrestling.
Yeah. ESPN Films announced that its 30 for 30 documentary Nature Boy, which is the overview of Ric Flair, is going to premiere on the 7th of November on ESPN. I wonder about him. I'm trying to remember. I've always gotten him confused with Roddy Piper.
Oh, no.
Piper.
Him too.
No,
right.
No.
Yeah.
First of all, Roddy Piper had passed away 2 years ago yesterday, which is really sad. And
really?
He used to wear the kilt. He used to do...
Yeah.
And Nature Boy Ric Flair would wear the very extravagant, feathery, sequiny robes. He was one of the greats, actually, not in the WWE. He was in WCW at the NWA, which were competing organizations. And that was where he really became the champion and then eventually moved to the WWE when they became the only act in town. And now his daughter wrestles, actually.
Really?
I think this... Yeah. Is she
in the... Women's champion.
What's the women's called now? It's the...
Well, they used to call it the Divas Division, but they stopped calling it that because they thought it was insulting, so now it's just Women's Champion. And, she wrestles with her real name, Charlotte Flair.
Huh. All right.
I think the 30 for 30 is going to be great. I love how those films are made. They're so well done. And this one's going to have a lot of all the old school wrestling champs in it. I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, well, old school to you is not old school to me.
Hulk Hogan, he's old school.
No.
Well, what's before that?
Coco Brazil and Lord Leighton.
That's old school.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
Check him out. 11 before the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
About being here, it's a place for you to manifest your own desires in terms of having information that's good to talk about. You can have more information after listening to an hour of this program than you get anywhere else. And it's just, it depends on your memory and how well it works. So let's test that a little bit here in a moment. The lovely Victoria Keelan is going to do some Tech Talk updates with a focus on Google and Starbucks. First, though, another technological advancement here in the form, Victoria, that works drill that I found yesterday. I use this thing. I found a little tool in the kit that I never had before for a certain type of screw. And it was really, you know, maybe people, if you don't play around at home, you don't know. On the farm, I have all kinds of tools and all kinds of things. But we had a special kind of a screw that wasn't Phillips head. It wasn't a straight head. It required a certain bit. And I actually had one. The Works drill and the Works saw are two things that are, they're tools you can be really creative with. And what we've done here is procure four sets of these puppies. The AI drill, which is the advanced intelligence drill, and this amazing miter saw. And you can get both of those if you're a winner. We're asking you to post on all of our social media the simple answer to the question, why do you want to add the DJ Works tool set to
your already maybe large supply of tools. Very cool stuff. So go to facebook.com/DJV show or at DJV on Twitter and Instagram and tell us why you want to add the Works tool giveaway. Make sure you use the hashtag DJVWorks, okay? Have I left anything out, Victoria?
No, that's exactly it. Yep.
Yep. And we'll see who wins. You can join Kelly Egan and Dennis Clancy, who both won in this contest heretofore. Announce the winner on Friday. Okay. So Google is trying to, well, in the trending department, avocados are popular and politicians are popular. How do we shake this out?
Well, in honor of National Avocado Day, Google Trends, which from time to time, Google Trends is the analytical department of Google that keeps track of what things are, you know, what things are searched the most and trending and things like that. So in honor of National Avocado Day, they decided to compare the search statistics of avocados and recipes related to avocados against the most popular politicians in the country. They went against Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Betsy DeVos, Sean Spicer, Rentz Priebus, Mike Pence, Kellyanne Conway, Jared Kushner, and even Ivanka Trump, and all of them fell a lot, they fell short of competing with the avocado. So the mighty avocado is more popular than all of them. The only two political figures who are more popular than avocados are, you want to take a guess?
The political figures?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Carter and George Bush.
No, the Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have been searched more and have trended more than the avocado. They're the only two who have been more popular on Google Trends. everybody else has to start beefing up their game to compete with avocados.
All right, Starbucks is implementing some artificial intelligence. How so?
This is a very cool thing. Starbucks is using a program called Digital Flywheel, and it's an artificial intelligence link that will sync up your Starbucks rewards account and uses algorithms. This is super cool. It uses algorithms that takes into account your order history, the current weather conditions, the time of day, whether it's a weekend or a work day, and even if it's your birthday or not, and it will then make food and drink suggestions to you, and it will show up as a notification on your phone. And so you can also, with this new technology, you'll be able to, if Starbucks says, hey, it's sunny and 89 degrees today in New York City, wouldn't it be nice to have a Frappuccino? And if you feel like having a Frappuccino, you can actually order right through the notification from Starbucks. It's incredibly convenient. It's also scary that we are that susceptible to the power of suggestion. Exactly what Starbucks is counting on. Mm-hmm. So this is a new thing that they're rolling out soon. They're going to be testing it. And then they said for the last 2 years, mobile ordering has been on the rise. And so this is going to be a new way for them to make even more money.
How about that?
Yep.
All right. So that, with that in mind, I remind you of certain things that are a part of this program. Our summer-long promotion for Champion Generators. There are a lot of pretenders, some contenders, only one champion at championpowerequipment.com. This is really a fabulous, I'm having one installed in my house. If you need good residential power, these are the people to go to. Go to championpowerequipment.com for Champion Generators. No pretenders there. 59 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.